The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford. Today we have Shallon Weiss and Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about global GDP.
Well, falling bond yields are boosting the outlook for risk assets. Recently, the UK government announced it would pull back on its tax cut plans. And Prime Minister Liz Truss said the government would reassess its strategy to lower the top tax rate of 45% in an attempt to spur economic growth. In early September, Truss became the British Prime Minister, replacing Boris Johnson. The UK, like every other country, has been dogged by rising inflation over the last 2 years. And following the global economic collapse brought on by COVID-19 lockdowns, governments everywhere spent freely to support growth. And at the same time, central banks cut interest rates to zero to encourage lending. Initially, those policies had the desired effect. Households and businesses wound up cash rich. In addition, people stuck working from home had nowhere to travel, meaning they had even more money in their pockets. And all of that led to increased demand for goods.
Yes, especially home improvement and technology type goods. And to see what they mean, let's take a look at the global gross domestic product, or GDP, growth since 2010.
During the downturn in 2020, the global economy contracted by 3.1%. But then, a year later, after all of those fiscal and monetary spending policies had been introduced, output skyrocketed by 13.1%. Not only that, but the 2021 number was 9.6% higher than the 2019 pre-pandemic number. To put it into perspective, those numbers compare with the 4% average growth experienced since 2010. In other words, output was more than triple the recent trend. That's because businesses and individuals were flush with cash. But in the process of spending all of that money, supply could not keep up with demand. Inventories of cars, houses, and electronic goods were wiped out. As costs to produce those goods shot up, so did the price to buy them. And that brings us back to the current predicament. The UK Chancellor of the Exchequer had announced plans to lower taxes. Money managers were worried the new government did not comprehend how the country and globe wound up in the inflation situation we're dealing with now. Handing out more money would only lead to increased spending and demand, compounding the price growth issue.
So, how did the investors react?
Well, investors reacted by positioning their portfolios for the potential outcome. They sold UK bonds and ran for the safety of the US dollar. More stimulus would weaken the British pound, and rising inflation meant a higher yield on the UK's sovereign bonds down the road. So why invest in those assets now if you think you can receive a better return in the future? The UK Chancellor's announcement roiled global bond and currency markets on fears it would worsen inflation and cause interest rates to rise even faster. And if the UK government took such action, and there was a muted market response, other countries would take it as a sign of approval and take similar actions. So members of Britain's ruling Tory party said they wouldn't support the plan. The Bank of England was forced to say it would intervene in the bond markets to stabilize yields on the long end. So this created a problem for the new prime minister less than a month on the job. As a result, she was forced to cave. So recent news is causing the British pound to rally and yields on global 10-year sovereign debt to drop in most developed nations. So looking at the 10-year U.S. Treasuries, we can see the yield is back below 3.7% compared with the recent intraday high of 4.01% set on September 28th. That's important because it's a benchmark for domestic loans to businesses and households. So if the rate is going up, it means it will cost more to borrow, and the change eats into disposable income. Conversely, if the rate is falling, it means less is spent on interest payments.
So are we finally seeing a step in the right direction, that they are beginning to understand that more spending only exacerbates the inflation issue?
Recent market reaction doesn't mean we've seen a long-term fix, but it's a start. The reaction of the UK government tells money managers they're listening. For now, they appear to understand more spending is going to make the inflation problem worse, not better. And ultimately, Truss wants a more stable economy and growth, not more punitive borrowing costs. At the same time, the situation should also signal to other governments the outcome of more spending, higher rates, and no growth. Otherwise, the global economy and financial system will reach a breaking point no one is interested in testing. Longer term, this may support a steady rally in the S&P 500 index.
If people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at BradfordFinancialCenter.com or call 515-532-6661 or toll free at 1-800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon and Jared, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice. Discussions in this show are for educational purposes only. Information presented should not be considered specific investment advice or a recommendation to take any particular course of action. Always consult with a financial professional regarding your personal situation before making financial decisions. The views and opinions expressed are based on the current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. All investing involves risk, including the potential for loss of principal.